Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome into the Monday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Had a great weekend and a big win for the Tennessee Titans yesterday. Joe Rex Road is live from Indianapolis, fresh off a 24-17 win for the Tennessee Titans in Indy, a place Joe Rexrode, in which apparently they now own four consecutive wins for Mike Vrabel and company up there in Indianapolis. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, four straight wins, place they never used to win. And so that's 4-0 for Tannehill also in this as the Titans quarterback, at least. I have no idea how he did as the Dolphins quarterback, but 4-0 as a Titans quarterback. So interesting, one of these situations where kind of how you look at things probably may dictate how you feel if you're a Titans fan about this win.
Yep, no question. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
I am still mourning that absolutely brutal loss, but the Tennessee Titans win yesterday helped it just a little bit, but I'm okay on this Monday morning, guys.
Very good. Very good. Couldn't see that one coming. Yeah.
Yep, me either.
24-17 win yesterday for the Titans. We'll take your thoughts, of course, all show long on the Titans. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. And, Joe, it was just about as good of a start as the Titans could have asked for yesterday for the most part. The offense looked really good. The defense made some big plays. You get a sack fumble on the first drive by Danico Autry, and the Titans were off and running from there. You know, kind of a similar story in some ways to last week against the Raiders. You put up 24 points of offense in the first half and then hold on for dear life basically in the second half. But the defense did make some plays in the second half, and the Titans get out of there with another big win in Indianapolis. That's, again, not perfect. It's a similar script to what we followed and saw last week. But at the end of the day, the Titans have dug themselves out of an 0-2 hole and find themselves back at 2-2, tied for first place with the mighty Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC South.
Yeah, and that really is the bottom line. Did you win or not? And, you know, where are you? And although the Jags for a while yesterday looked like they were, it was like, whoa, what is going on with this team? But then, you had some Trevor Lawrence turnover issues in the second half against, I don't know, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? I don't know. But, the bottom line is tied for first now, beating this team. The Colts aren't very good right now. They're not a very good football team. And obviously they made some critical mistakes. And, you know, the Titans are just – I mean, I think the biggest concern – you could argue which is a bigger concern, you know. You got that first, second half stuff, of course. But you also have just the injury situation. And, yeah. I mean, Treylon Burks this week is a big deal.
It's a big deal. You had Bud Dupree leave the game again yesterday as well. You know, after giving it a go with a hip injury, the injuries continue to be a concern. But the Titans fought through it yesterday. Derrick Henry, 22 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown on the day. Had another one called back due to a holding penalty by Treylon Burks out there. Chig Okonkwo, big touchdown yesterday. Robert Woods, a touchdown in the first quarter yesterday. I mean, the numbers for Tannehill, Joe, aren't going to blow anybody away. I mean, he threw for 137 yards. He was 17 of 21 for 137 and two touchdowns I thought, you know, when they needed him to be, he was pretty darn good yesterday for the most part.
Well, I mean, the first half, he's 12 for 15 for 103 yards and both of those touchdowns. Yep. So that's on pace to have a monster day. It's like everything, I guess, with this offense. He and the offense have been, I mean, really good. I mean, that's two straight weeks where they scored 24 in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, which is great.
It's on pace for 48, Joe.
That is right. That is right. But that's the thing. It's like, if you uncondensed things, right? So let's say going into the game yesterday, you said, okay, the Titans are gonna have three really good touchdown drives. Now, granted, one of them was on a short field, but you know, finished drives, three touchdowns. They're gonna have another really good field grab and another really good drive, which of course that was botched at the end. And really, I mean, I put the blame for that on Tannehill at the end of the first half. I mean, I think you just have to have the awareness, just throw it away, but. But if you said that in the course of a game and they're going to go score 24 points at Indy, I think most Titans fans would take that. The Titans would probably take that, right? Because their own offensive struggles with the Colts, you figure that's enough to win. It was. But, it's, you know, two straight weeks in particular, and it's the whole season, it's 64-7 in the second half. But two straight weeks in particular, it's loaded up in the first half, really, really good, and then totally contrasting with bad, quite bad, the second half. So – I mean, obviously, you got to fix that, and you don't want this to become a thing. That's one thing I wonder about is, you know, stuff like this. Everybody talks about it. Everybody asks about it. Vrabel just came into his presser yesterday ready to just pounce on anybody, and he knew it was going to get asked, and he jumped all over it. But that also tells you he's worried about it, you know, because these things sometimes take on a life of their own. But if you just took one of those drives and put it in the second half both weeks, then it'd be like, okay, well, they're winning and their offense actually looks better.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of amazing how it continues to be a thing where, especially the last 2 weeks, where you just look so good offensively in the first half and then it just comes to a screeching halt after that. I will say that the last play that Todd Downing drew up to ice that one away yesterday, where it's like the little boot fake to Chigakonkwo for the first down. I thought that was pretty good, Joe.
It was a pretty good call.
Second half call that I really enjoyed from the Titans yesterday.
Well, Todd Downing and Chigakonkwo, one way or the other, he's going to get that done, man.
Yeah, he is.
But no, I love the call. I mean, you know, it's a bootleg. When it comes down to it, you know, you got to trust your quarterback to only throw that pass if it's there, if it's wide open. If it isn't, you can eat it, and you have the same effect as – now, granted, then it'd be like, well, if you just would have run, but it was third and four, you know. It's not like it's just like a sneak or slam Derrick Henry into the line and you're going to get it. I mean, you know, the Colts expected the Titans to run it just to play the clock game, and I love the call, so – and you speak of Todd Downing. I mean, I'm looking at my timeline, I'm looking at my mentions, and I've got, what the heck, a change.org
petition
campaign. Yeah, campaign to fire Todd Downing. Like, how does that work in pro? Like, I get it, like in college. It's like in college, you know, you're like, all right, let's, you know, pay the buyout.
Yeah.
You know, like, get all the boosters together. Like, what is this?
I don't know.
Jeremy Hall started this petition. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Way to go, Jeremy. Nice job. So, Joe, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say by saying that I thought there were some times yesterday where Matt Ryan played very well, okay? And, you know, the final stats looked pretty good. I mean, 27 to 37, 356 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. I thought there were some times where he looked really good. There were some times where he stepped up in the pocket, made some big-time throws. Apparently, this is just a Titans thing where, you know, a good tight end, but no, something that nobody would confuse Mo Alie-Cox or Jack Doyle over the years for, like, an elite-level tight end. But apparently this is just a Titans thing where they let the Colts tight end just eviscerate them up and down the field, and that's what Mo Alie-Cox did yesterday. Six catches, 85 yards, and two touchdowns. But, you know, after spending the whole offseason hearing about Matt Ryan and what a game-changer he was going to be for this Colts offense, I did some digging yesterday, Joe. And I was not surprised to find the numbers that I found, but I'll share them with you anyway. Through four games, Carson Wentz last year had two turnovers, one interception, one fumble. You want to take a guess at how many Matt Ryan has?
Well, I know. Well, he's fumbled. I don't know if he's lost them all, but he's fumbled 10 times, I think.
He's lost. Nine. He's thrown 5 picks, and he's lost 3 fumbles. So 8 turnovers in 4 games. It's not going to get it done.
No, it's not. It's funny. That's surprising to hear that actually about Wentz. Of course, I know one, like, I think even both of those were like killer. Like, I know one against the Rams, right? Like,
yeah.
At the goal line. But still, he ended up, you know, picking up the pace on the turnovers.
He did.
I will say this on behalf of Matt Ryan, his offensive line is a disaster.
Terrible. Man. Just
and,
terrible.
And, you know, and it's, he's just, because I was actually impressed. Yeah, early on, it's like they're not going to do anything all day. And then he had a few plays where he actually stepped up, avoided rush, and then made big throws. And I mean, I was impressed with that. But yeah, look, I mean, he came here with the idea of, oh, a good offensive line, finally, you know, a good running game, finally. What does that mean? And he doesn't, well, he does have a good running back, who, by the way, that's probably one of the most, probably under discussed things yesterday after the game that, you know, we should talk about.
Oh,
is
yeah.
That the Titans did a fantastic job on Jonathan Taylor. But if that offensive line is going to be that all year, I just think they're just going to be a bad football team.
Well, there's a good chance that they might be, because like you've talked about this heading into it, if they can't block for him, like, he can't move. Right, Matt Ryan is not moving out of there and picking up, you know, 12 yards on a scramble play. And, you know, we'll get to this a little bit more later. How much do you think that that Chris Ballard and Frank Reich and Jim Irsay, as they're looking around at the Titans right now, maybe regret letting Denico Autry walk out of that door? Because, man, he sure made their life difficult ever since they have.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you look around and they've picked up other guys. They've drafted. They tried to go younger, which totally makes sense. And I think like Odiyingbo, I mean, those are good players. But yeah, he's been. I mean, that's the thing. You go through on the Titan side of things, we talk a lot about this draft pick or that free agent signing that aren't working. I tell you what, that Denico Autry signing continues to pay dividends for John Robinson. And man, he came up just in the biggest situation in particular, you know, yesterday. And he's a heck of a really interesting stuff on him. From Vrabel too after the game, about overthinking things at times, things like that. To me, I just see a guy who, like, you usually can count on at least a couple loud plays a game that have an impact on the game, and that's valuable.
The Titans get another big win in Indianapolis, 24-17 yesterday, to take down the Colts once again. We're off and running on the show today, taking your thoughts all show long. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coming up next, the King looked pretty comfortable on the throne yesterday for the Titans, especially in the first half. We'll take a look at Derrick Henry and what looked like a vintage Derrick Henry day, especially in the first half yesterday against the Colts. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
How critical was it to get Derrick Henry and that rushing attack?
Well, you know, I mean, this is a good defense. They're a fast defense, and, you know, give them a lot of credit. They made some adjustments there in the second half, and, you know, it comes down to converting, you know, and then some mistakes. And but it was good. You know, it was really good, and Derrick ran hard. I thought that the coaches had a you know, really good plan for how we were going to try to run the football on these guys that hadn't given up a whole lot of yards. So, you know, that looked more like our running game. And again, it wasn't, you know, perfect. There were some plays where, you know, we'd like to have back.
That was Mike Vrabel after the game yesterday, a 24-17 win for the Titans against the Colts. Derrick Henry. Joe, I thought it looked like vintage Derrick Henry for the most part yesterday. Obviously, you know, the Titans offense as a whole, not much going on in the second half there. Didn't have the ball much in the second half, but 22 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown for Derrick Henry yesterday. Another 3 catches through the air, 33 yards there as well on 5 targets. So they continue to try to get him the ball through the air as well. But what did you think of Derrick Henry and his day yesterday in Indianapolis? I thought there were several plays in the first half that he made where I was just like, yep, that looks like vintage Derrick Henry to me out there.
No, I agree. Obviously, he still hasn't had the big, big play this season. But, yeah, he looked fast, explosive, great cuts. And like Vrabel said, I mean, they got some push going up front against, you know, a good defensive front. You know, you've got Buckner out there. He answered the bell. You've got Shaq Leonard debuting. Unfortunately, he got hurt. You know, Shaq Leonard was the guy they victimized on the Woods touchdown too, by the way.
Yep.
He's all, you know, he's jacked up. He's getting the crowd pumped up and everything. And of course they're going to give it to Derrick Henry there. And he just absolutely sold out. And, you know, just the middle of the field just cleared out there. But I thought Derrick Henry, you know, look, it's 14 for nine. It's just like anything. You look at the first half or the second half, 14 for 99 in the first half. And I'm like, he's going to go for about 180 today. And then you have 8 carries for 15 yards in the second half. So, but again, I think for the most part, there was one play where I was like, they actually have their entire defense in the box and you still ran it, you know, like, I mean, like there's a spot where it's like Tannehill, like you gotta get out of that. But, and they, you know, they had like 2 guys in the backfield by the time he had the ball in his hands. But as far as just Derrick and how he looked, I think that's the second straight week where he looked awfully good. I mean, he looks like a guy who has got a few more 100-yard-plus games in him. And I think this offensive line, that is one of those things that it just takes some time. It takes a game. And now, of course, you got a new left tackle. One guy messes up the assignment, or, you know, one thing's a little bit off, and that's the guy who makes the tackle. You get the operation going consistently. As one offensive line coach told me, it's like ballet. You know, it's like there's a lot of synchronization and coordination that goes into it, and seems like they're figuring that out. And if 22 is going to run like that, I don't know if he's got like 60-yard TDs still left in him or not, but even like the one that got called back on the holding,
yeah,
you know, that speed looked pretty good, didn't it?
Sure did. I mean, it looked really good on that play. And I'll say this, like, it's a divisional game. It's a game against your chief rival in the division. So I think there's obviously an intensity level that just comes with that anyway, and maybe it's nothing more than that. But I thought he ran the ball violently yesterday. Like, he was looking for people. He was plowing through people. You know, he wasn't breaking tackles left and right every time, but, you know, just his legs were churning. When he needed to bounce it out, I mean, the touchdown run that did stand, that was a heck of a cutback move to just get outside there and then outrun the defense into the end zone. I just thought he ran the ball really, really hard yesterday, and that was good to see. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, did a pretty good job. As you said, it dried up in the second half there, but I thought yesterday was a very, very encouraging day for Derrick Henry as they move forward here.
Yeah, and it's the obvious thing they need. They're built around. It's the obvious thing opponents are going to try to stop. When they've got it going well, you know, they've got that nice balance where now, you know, they can make you pay. I thought early in the game, I thought part of their success early was that they were, you know, they were going play action on first down some. They were getting some nice stuff out of that. And that's going to have to continue too. You know, I mean, it's when you just look at the offense as a whole, it's like, you still like the receiver targets. I mean, NWI wasn't targeted yesterday. Burks, you know, had 2 catches for 14, and then of course he gets hurt.
Yeah,
and there's still like an explosiveness that isn't there. And you take Burks out of it for, I mean, I think at least he's going to be out of it for a bit. We'll see. I mean, you still are kind of playing the game in a box, you know, and I would like. Honestly, like, they could really use Racy McMath back off IR,
yeah,
whether they have Burks or not. But if you can get this going, and even just a controlled passing game, play action game with Derrick running like that, and your defense, you know, can be what it could be, but of course that requires pass rushers, then you could still be a pretty good team.
Joe from Maryland on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, Henry's TD that got called back was an incredible play. Also, that was a big BS holding call on that play as well. I never got a great look at the holding call on that play.
No, when the every replay I saw of that was like after it. But I will say that when you know, with Burks puts his hands up, that's what I saw. I'm like, okay, so he must have grabbed some jersey right before that, right?
You would think.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it, you know, it ends up giving them like what it had like a first and two or something. And it was right at the end of the play. But regardless, yeah, look, I mean, Derrick Henry had some moments yesterday. You're like, oh boy. And it's pretty cool that he's able to do that, not just, you know, beating the Colts for a fourth straight time, but doing it on the same turf that, of course, gave him the broken foot last year.
Well, and it was funny because he's dominating the game in the first half. And he has, I think it was the same drive, two targets where he drops both of them. And on the sideline, he looked like he was about to murder someone. Like he was just so mad on the sideline that he had dropped those two passes. But
yeah. And one of them was a first down.
Yeah.
And one of them could have been dangerous as it popped up in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was two balls that he certainly needs to catch there. But, you know, I thought the Titans did a good job of getting him involved. In the first half, he ran the ball really well, and I mean, he looks like, you know, the last couple of weeks he's really started to get going, and I wonder, you know, could we be in one of those like Derrick Henry kind of ascension moments now of him coming up and he's got his feet underneath him, his legs underneath him into the season, and he's getting ready to go now. You know, playing the Washington Commanders next week. I watched a little bit of their game yesterday. Good Lord, they are not good. But we'll get to that a little bit later this week. I just wonder if we're starting to see Derrick Henry really find his legs here and what that means for this team moving forward.
Well, it's absolutely essential. I mean, like you said, you know, he had a couple drops. He had, you know, what did he end up with, though? He ended up with
3 for 33.
Yeah, 3 for 33. Targeted five times. Yeah, dropped two. Still, though, I think that's a good thing. And they had in the second half, I think it was, yeah. There was one where, again, it's like play action and then swing it out to him, you know, and you can get, I mean, that's two straight weeks where they've made a priority of doing that. I think they should keep doing it. To me, he absolutely looks more explosive than he did in the first 2 weeks. Again, some people would say, nah, it was just the O-line. And certainly it's hard to tell if someone has zero momentum and zero chance to make a play. But I just feel like, even just in some of those moments where he has a little bit of space now, he's doing more with it. And obviously they need that. I mean, they're going to need him to be right there for the rushing title, I think, to be able to win this division.
Well, it was interesting too to me, Joe, and I know some of it's probably just the way that the game played out yesterday, but you look at their rushing totals yesterday, Derrick Henry was the only running back in the game that got a carry for the Titans. You know, they gave one to Treylon Burks. Ryan Tannehill took off a couple times yesterday, but no carries for Dontrell Hilliard yesterday. No carries for Hassan Haskins either. It was the Derrick Henry show exclusively at running back when they were running the ball yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and 22 is not a big number.
No.
So Hassan Haskins made up for it by saying, "I don't care if I catch this in the back of the end zone. I'm
coming
this
out,
sucker out." 26.3 average, by the way, for Hassan.
He looked good.
He did look pretty good doing it. But, yeah, it's all Derek all the time with the running game. Hilliard, 4 catches for 18, so – and that's still something that, you know, they're going to lean in on. I think it can be a nice thing for them. They need every little bit of, you know, Chig is big yesterday. Keep leaning on that, man. As many – because, you know, Kyle Phillips yesterday, I'm assuming he's not healthy still because I didn't see a lot of him. He got targeted one time, no catches. That'll change as they move forward, too.
615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the Titans and the Colts. We'll open up our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. We'll get into some gigantic plays made yesterday by the defense coming up next as well. But right now, Michelle has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, we got a little Monday Night Football action today, and Superbook Sports is your place to wager this football season from Nashville to Knoxville and all over the country. And you don't need to be at the game to enjoy football this fall. Download Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com and start placing your bets now. We got Niners-Rams tonight for Monday Night Football. The Niners are favored by 1.5. I think I'm going to take the Rams plus the 1.5. I'm also going to take the Rams on the money line. Right now, Superbook has lines up for every pro football game for the rest of the season. Plus, if you want to get in on some futures, which team will win the title, who is your MVP, and who will surprise this year in the SEC. Wager on all that and more right now at Superbook Sports. Along with football, Superbook also accepts wagers on every other major sport. So bring Vegas to the palm of your hands, and now Superbook will match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. So get in on the action right now with Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Check to the second play. Matt Ryan, it's a pass that's deflected, and it is Tyrann Tart coming down with it. West Philadelphia, born and raised, acting like he's on the playground right now, tipped it into the air and picked it. First career interception for the third-year man out of FIU, Tyrann Tart.
Like I said earlier, like, man, I closed the middle, quarterback let the ball go, I matched the hand, it popped up. I turned around, went looking for it, and felt like it was in the air for like 20 minutes, and I'm just over here just trying to make sure I don't drop it, but I mean, it's a huge, 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 huge for the team.
Well, played by the big man yesterday, Tyrann Tart, with his first career interception, one of several big plays made by that Titans defense yesterday, and a 24-17 win for the Titans. I tell you what, I think it may have been the first pass of the game for Matt Ryan. Tyrann Tart kind of snuck by and got his handle on that one too and deflected it. And then later in the game, he pops one in the air. He's falling to the ground, Joe, makes the interception, his first career pick. Big plays by Tyrann Tart all over the field yesterday, both in the running game and, of course, in the passing game as well. And always nice to see the big guy get rewarded with an interception there.
Yeah, that was big-time play. Big-time play. A lot of joking about the Titans after the game. Someone was talking about his hands. And Tannehill's like, I don't know if that was his hands or his belly, but, you know, great play. But, man, that was athletic to be able to, tip it and then sort of twist and then actually make the play. And Tart's been also, really good this year. He's been good for them. And I think you start with him and Jeff Simmons. When you talk about that rush D and what they did against Jonathan Taylor, very, very little room for him. For most of the day, he had a couple runs that required him to do some special things individually to make something out of them. But boy, there wasn't much there for him.
I'll say this too, I haven't sit here and graded out the film or anything. And I'm sure you can find some areas in the past game where things probably didn't go well yesterday for these two. But overall, I thought Joe Schobert, Dylan Cole did a pretty good job yesterday. I mean, look, when you're that Titans defense and you don't have Zach Cunningham and you hold Jonathan Taylor to 20 carries and 42 yards, that's a pretty darn good day yesterday on the rush defense. Like I said, it wasn't perfect. Mo Alie-Cox lit him up a couple of times. It was a good day from Alec Pierce yesterday as well. I thought Christian Fulton did a great job on Michael Pittman Jr. when he was matched up against him. Yep. But I really thought Schobert and Dylan Cole, for the most part, looked pretty good.
Yeah, 8 tackles for Cole, 6 for Schobert, forced fumble for Schobert, huge. He forced the Jonathan Taylor fumble. That was one of the biggest plays of the game. Tackle for loss for Cole. I thought he at times was just flying around. Yeah, it's probably – I mean, you could probably look at everything and say, you got done what you wanted to get done with those guys in terms of rush defense. And we talked last week, Zach Cunningham, that this is supposed to be his kind of game. At the same time, you also look at, Alie-Cox, 6 for 85 and 2 touchdowns. Kylan Granson, 4 catches, 62 yards. Jelani Woods gets a catch for 33. That's not all linebackers. There's different coverages and situations, but probably a little bit of not having your main guys, and the Colts took advantage. I thought David Long, too.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he had 7 tackles himself with the TFL and had a pass batted too. And I thought he was flying around. So there was a lot to like about their defense. You give up that touchdown to start you get 3 and out, they come down, score a touchdown. Now they're cooking. They've had touchdowns on 2 straight drives. And that's it. they closed the door from there. Now they let, you know, let some big plays happen, but they made the winning plays, and that's all you can really ask for in the NFL.
Made some winning plays, like you said, big play by Schobert to force the fumble, and then a guy that we've talked about earlier, you know, Denico Autry, all over the place yesterday. He ends up with two sacks, does have the forced fumble as well as the first turnover of the game for the Colts. Matt Ryan fumbled the ball again, and the Colts were actually fortunate to hop back on that one and recover that ball. But Titans did, I thought, a decent job of getting after him, even though, you know, Bud Dupree, not much of a factor yesterday, leaving the game with injury again. And Joe, you know, again an example of not a perfect game for this guy, but we are talking about Rashad Weaver with another sack yet again, and that's four sacks for Rashad Weaver. Pretty good pace.
Yeah, I mean, if he has a 17-sack season, then I'd say, you know, a few, you know, getting tired here or there, whatever, not being dominant the whole game is probably okay.
Probably,
you
know? So.
Yeah, and again, he's making these plays while, you know, Adaney can't go, Dupree's out. You know, early on when Dupree's playing, again, it's like, oh, wow, look at their pass rush. And then he leaves, and you see how it kind of evaporates. Kind of reminded me of Buffalo. They need Bud Dupree, and it's not great that he rallies, able to play, and then the same injury knocks him out pretty early. I mean, no. I think it was on the recovery of the fumble, I think, right? I think
yes.
So. So, but imagine him coming back. I mean, they have Washington next week, and although I don't think it's at all ideal to have your idle week this early that the Titans do, maybe it's good for them because their injuries are just incredible at this point. So Rashad Weaver, you just have to keep in mind, obviously Landry out for the season. Bud Dupree didn't play a lot. Adaney hasn't played a lot. I mean, it's him and then whatever else they're – hey, Mario Edwards. Hi, yeah. How are you? Go right in there. Derek Tuska. Okay, sure, let's try that. You know, how about a little Joe Jones out there? I mean, obviously Autry moving around and stuff like that. But that's also – important to keep in mind for Rashad Weaver is he should have a lot more help, be playing fewer snaps. And what would that look like if that was the case?
Well, and I said it earlier in this segment, Christian Fulton, I think the last 2 weeks, Christian Fulton has been really good. I mean,
yes,
it's nice to see him healthy. Obviously you'd prefer him to see him, you know, off the injury report this week at practice, but you know, I thought he was really good against the Raiders a week ago, made some plays. I even made some plays, you know, at the line of scrimmage in the run game that I thought were really good. But yesterday, I mean, I thought he was pretty much locking down whoever he was up against. And when you've got the injury situation that they've got on that side of the ball, but you've also got, you know, the big question mark, whether it be with Terrence Mitchell out there, who found his way back on the field a little bit again yesterday for the Titans. Caleb Farley was out there a little bit more for the Titans yesterday as well. Still not feeling great about Caleb Farley out there. It's with all that being said, I think it's great to have Christian Fulton kind of settling in and playing as well as he's played the last couple of weeks because they're going to need it.
You know, he's been really good, and yeah, he looks like a number one corner. You know, another thing that when I'm talking about the tight ends having a big day, and the thing we haven't talked about yet, which I thought going into the game was maybe as big as anything, is Amani Hooker not playing.
Yep. I mean,
Andrew Adams, hi, you start. You know, it's like Adams and Kalu are out there, and it's such a huge difference. You know, I thought Byard was really good yesterday too, you know, but not having Hooker, that's a big problem. And like you said, the other corner spot, I mean, look, I thought McCreary was good yesterday. I think he's been good. I think with Fulton and McCreary, you really have, you know, something to build on. They need another guy. I mean, right now, Farley, Terrence Mitchell, at some point, he's looking up, someone else gets a catch over him, and they decide to go to Farley. And, of course, he had pretty good coverage against Alec Pierce, although that was just a bad throw, mostly by Matt Ryan, and Farley was pumped after that play. And the next play, he's actually in position on the deep shot, 44-yarder to Pierce, and then kind of loses himself, gets lost, and it's an easy reception. He was in position to you know, turn back and track the ball,
yeah,
and at least get a PBU, if not a pick. But obviously didn't make the play, got picked on, and you thought at that moment maybe, oh, that might be the play that gets this game tied up. And then, of course, the defense stepped up. But he's not Yeah, it's not a great option for them right now. Obviously, Mitchell's not a great option. There's another IR thing that what does it look like if they have – if that secondary has Hooker back, which they will, and if the you have corners of, you know, Fulton, McCreary, and then Molden inside, what does that look like? Might look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to keep an eye on beginning this week as guys are eligible to come off the IR list. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans and their defense. Take your thoughts on the Colts game as a whole. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. More Titans and Colts coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Ryan, given everything this team's been through already through 4 weeks, to sit here at 2-2 with two wins in a row, how good does that locker room feel right now?
Oh, it feels great. You know, didn't start the way we wanted to, but we've battled and we found ways to win. And that's what we want to do is be a team that finds ways to win. And I think that's what a true team is, a team that plays together, a team that doesn't blink in the face of adversity and finds ways to win no matter how the game's going. So I think we're finding a way right there, and we've done it the last 2 weeks. Now we just got to keep stacking these wins.
That was Ryan Tannehill yesterday after a 24-17 win for the Titans in Indianapolis. Their fourth consecutive win in Indy. Hard to believe. Didn't happen very often as the Titans were going through the Manning luck days, but the Titans seem to have found a formula for success in Indianapolis. Taking your thoughts all show long, 615-737-1025. By the way, we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Drew on the text line says, I just got to know what the heck is going on in the locker room at halftime. They start off looking nearly unstoppable on offense. Then they come out after halftime looking like they forgot how to play football. Is it possible for them to just stay on the field instead of going to the locker room during halftime, asking for a concerned fan? Me. This from Drew on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
That's funny. I think Steve Lehman made that joke in the press box yesterday, too. It's just leave them out there.
Just stay
on the field. We'll tell you what we talked about. Yeah, everybody else comes back out there. No, there's a lot of comments in the text line about that. And the obvious thing people talk about when you have a When good or bad, either way, when a team, you know, has a bad first half, good second half, or vice versa, that, you know, coaching adjustments are often the discussion. And look, I guess the one thing I would say on that is I think a lot of the same plays are being called first half, second half. You know, like the first drive, for example, of the second half, you get Derrick Henry for 3 yards on the first play. Okay. You know, it's not bad, like second and seven. And then you got a little bootleg roll left, and Tannehill, you know, runs right into a sack, which, again, it's Dennis Daly getting beat. But, like, that whole play was just a disaster,
yeah.
Booting him right into the sack. And now, yeah, you can just scrap that possession. And you it's like, oh, there goes the three and out right after they just botched the opportunity to get points. I mean, if they lost this game yesterday – one thing we'd be talking about a lot more is the end of the first half, which was inexcusable. I mean, you have to – Tannehill made ultimately the mistake, but you also – I didn't like – I mean, they're huddling up, and I'm like, they can go get a touchdown right now. And they had, like, the field goal mindset, and they should have had a touchdown.
Well, there's that. Burks caught the ball on the sideline and tried to cut back in instead of going out.
Gotta
there's a whole lot of mistakes they made on that drive.
Yeah. So again, that's where I really think some of this – can maybe or maybe getting to or could get to this oh, here we go again with the second half, whatever it is, you know, and they just so I there's no great answer to this. I mean, I think coaching adjustments is kind of a simplistic way to look at it, you know, but hey, I mean, they are 20 plays for 28 yards yesterday in the second half. And it's interesting too, some of the reaction to this. So here's Jimmy. Here's a comment on my column at The Athletic from Jim E. Play 30 minutes or so each game, including a head scratcher, play on offense, play down to some of the worst teams in the league, miss most of the second half of the game. Sounds like a sustainable formula to me. Can't wait for the 13-12 loss to the Commanders Sunday. You know, some people look at it that way. I see a lot of other people saying, win at Indy? Yep, sign me up. That never used to happen. First place in the division, four straight over the Colts. Jim Irsay's angry. I mean, yep, all day. You know, so – I mean, you got a lot to work on. You'd love having a lot to work on when you win. I don't have a great answer. It's not like there's some, I mean, yeah, it's scripted drives. Now, by the way, they're 4-for-4, right?
Yeah.
So the script, but also the last 2 weeks, they are following those up with really good offensive possessions. And then for whatever reason, they can't sustain it. It's just a little bit of a weird thing. But again, I think Vrabel's reaction yesterday tells you, one, he doesn't want to hear about it. Like, he doesn't want to hear the questions, but also probably that he's a little bit befuddled too, you know, because I believe him when he said they're excited as hell, as he said, to get the win.
Well, it should be.
They should be. But also, like, preemptively defensive about the whole second half thing, because it is a thing, and we keep talking about it. And 64-7 in the second half, I don't think you're going to find too many good football teams that get outscored 64-7 in the second half of games over a 4-game stretch. That's an incredible number.
It's an incredible number, and that. But to me, Joe, that's the difference yesterday, because it had a chance to be worse, because you're not getting anything done offensively, and the Colts are moving the ball a couple of times, and then defensively you step up and make some big plays. Like, everybody talks about the offense not being able to come out of the second half and perform, and certainly that's been a problem. You know, there have been times where the defense has been culpable to that. So far this season, I mean, I think about the Giants game. You know, they were right on the verge in the Raiders game. I thought yesterday the difference was, even though they got lit up a couple of times, the defense made some big plays when it mattered the most, and they were able to get the win and improve to 2-2. Now, having said that, I do think both things can be true from Vrabel's standpoint, from a Titans fan standpoint, everything that goes involved in it. When you can be really excited about a win, you should be. Anytime you beat Indianapolis, it's a good day as a Titans fan. I don't think there's any question about that. And then also wonder to yourself, okay, well, this is now 4 weeks of sample size of whatever you're doing at halftime. You're coming out offensively, and it's just not the same in the second half. Now, look, halftime adjustments are certainly a thing in the NFL. There are adjustments after every drive. There are adjustments after every quarter. So it's not like, you know, halftime is just where they make the only adjustments that they make in a game. But it is weird that, you know, after halftime, whatever they've been trying to get done in the second half, they've not quite found the formula to it offensively. And some of it probably is adjustments or lack thereof. Some of it may just be the way things have gone in these games. But it's now 4 games. And what you said, I think, is something that bears monitoring as they move forward here. It's starting to become a thing. It is a thing right now with the media, with the Titans fan base. Got to be with the team as well. When you look around and say, 64-7 in the second half, and how do you let that – how do you keep that from continuing to spiral if you're the Titans moving forward?
Maybe they should just be bad in the first half, coming up, and then
switch
and they
it up.
Can just flip it around. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the key.
I mean, whatever they're doing to script these things out, it's working pretty well. So,
yeah. That's good. Yeah, I mean, I think the last 2 games are especially, similar. You know, the first game, I think there's a little bit of a letdown, which is not okay. But I think that's maybe some of it. The Giants, everybody thought they were bad. They're actually not that bad, by the way. And then the second game, they get housed at Buffalo. But the last 2 games are very similar to me in how they look, because they were so good in the first half and then so bad in the second half. Such a huge contrast. And like, okay, so you have the first drive I mentioned. You roll into a sack on 2nd and 7. Now that thing is blown up. Second possession, you know, you start out with your first play. You're not, like, too predictable. It's a play action to Henry, and you swing it to him for 3. Then he gets blown up on 3rd down, like, Robert Woods doesn't know where he's supposed to be, and they get an illegal shift, 2 guys. So it's like, what are they doing, you know? And You still there, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I thought you were in mid-thought. I thought you were keep going.
I'm like, oh, did I lose Robbie? You know, then you get to – so now – like, hello? Yeah, then you – now you get – that third one was – like, the first play of the third one, I seriously, I was like, is this like – are they on the goal line? Because, like, the Colts have a goal line – like, they have a goal line looking. Like, yeah. Like, everyone at the line. Now, you know, you get blown up, loss of three. Hey, second and 13, you know? So you start out behind the sticks. Like, I mean, like right there, you got to get out of that play. You do get the play to Burks next, which is also the play that Burks gets hurt on. It's a crosser, get 8 yards, excuse me. And on third and five, nobody's open. Tannehill escapes. He can't get to the sticks. Another three and out. You know, so at that point, you are into the fourth quarter, well into the fourth quarter. You have 9 plays for 5 yards. Now, remember, but even before the last – possession where they kept the ball, they got the first down to Chig, game over. The one before that, they actually did have a couple first downs, one on a holding by the Colts, but then you got a swing pass to Henry for 8. Then you got Henry with a big right up the middle. You got Torrey Carter making a good block, 7 yards. You know, you get it to then they had a stunt and Petit Frere didn't handle it on the outside and they gave up a sack, but like there was some sign of life there at least. And they flipped the field. By the way, we haven't talked about yet again, Ryan Stonehouse being outstanding for the Titans.
The guy is an absolute weapon back there, machine punting the football, and was a friend of the show on Friday as well. So something to keep in mind there, maybe correlation. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans and the Colts. What does this win for the Titans do to the Indianapolis Colts, both in the short term as they try to get things figured out and in the long term for this divisional race coming up for the remainder of this season as well? And we'll take a look at that. I wonder how Jim Irsay's feeling today as well. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No